too much motherfucking shit going on. It's my motherfucking point. It's too much fucking shit going on. That's why you gonna have to make a dedication to yourself that you gonna treat your star player a little bit nicer in 2008. Some of us go through our whole life trying to please other motherfuckers, and you can't please nobody. People in your family mad, people at your job mad, people in your car mad, everybody mad. Fuck that. How the fuck are you doing, nigga? How are you doing? You might want to focus on that a little bit motherfucking more in 2008, especially if you a real motherfucker, because these motherfuckers hate real motherfuckers. If you a real motherfucker, understand they hate every goddamn thing about you. These motherfuckers hate real motherfuckers. I'm gonna give you a prime fucking example. They supposed to be putting medicine in America to help motherfuckers feel better and help you live better. But these motherfuckers don't give a fuck about the medicine. They out making their motherfucking money. They give you one medication supposed to fix some shit, and the side effect fuck up your leg and shit. Then they give you another one to fix that, and it fuck up your arm, and now you on two medications looking like a flamingo in front of your motherfucking children and shit. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck. Just 1 month, they say this is the best medicine ever. It'll cure everything. And then 3 months later, you hear this quiet ass commercial. Have you or one of your loved ones been killed from using our medicine? Dial 1-800-R-BAD. That's 1-800. Ah, bad. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck. Weed is still illegal and all of their shit is still fucked up. Their medication either don't work or it worked too fucking good. And I wasn't familiar with working too good, and I had to find out the hard way. I got a son that's 7. His name Malik. This nigga run every goddamn day. That's what the fuck he do. You ain't gotta chase him. You ain't gotta train him. You ain't gotta put shorts on him. This nigga is ready every morning. Soon as his foot touch the goddamn ground, out the bed, shoo, that nigga's gone for the rest of the goddamn day. Shoo, 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 shoo. You either see him like this or like that. That's your only two options. Shoo, 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 shoo. And he be happy as shit. Now, the nurse at the school say, she say it's not healthy. I said, you don't understand, the nigga's happy. She said, no, you don't understand whether he's happy or not. It's not healthy. I said, now I don't know what the fuck you want me to do. The nigga, I can't put the nigga in trouble for being happy. That's kind of, nigga, stop being happy and get in there and be miserable. I can't fucking do it. So I said, what do you recommend? So she recommended Ritalin. Now, she told me the shit was gonna even him out. Now, either I don't know what the fuck even means, or Ritalin got crack cocaine in it, one of the two, is a goddamn fact, because this shit is no bullshit. I wasn't ready, he wasn't ready. This shit caught both of us off guard. I gave the nigga the shit in the kitchen. He was on the way to his room. That nigga never even made it out the hallway. That shit caught that nigga in mid-stride. He was just... Now, for the first 2 hours, I was happy as shit. I'm getting shit done. I'm like, this is wonderful. But after 3 hours, you got to come check on the nigga now. After 3 hours, nigga, what you doing? My kid's smart ass. I'm being good like you want it, daddy. Okay, touche, my nigga. Touche, touche. This what fucked me up. I was like, you've been sitting there for 3 hours. What are you thinking about? That nigga said, running? Well, go on and run then, little nigga. Go on and run. Because you just going to have to let real shit be real shit. Because these motherfuckers are attacking real shit at every motherfucking angle. They had a story on CNN 3 weeks ago that said the USDA has approved the sale of clone meat to the American public. What? See, I was high when I originally saw the story. So I waited all the way till I came down to relook at the story. And it still fucking said the USDA has approved the sale of clone meat to the American public. Ain't that about a god? You raggedy motherfuckers would feed. You gonna feed? We saw the movie Multiplicity. We know what the fuck clone mean, motherfucker. It mean retarded. You gonna feed us the retarded ass clone cow meat now? And I thought niggas was gonna tear up the streets and riot and shit, and nothing fucking happened. You, these motherfuckers, you gonna feed America the clone? Ain't it motherfuckers starving in other countries that we could have gave the goddamn retarded clone meat to first to see if that was gonna work out? They ain't got shit to eat. They don't give a fuck. You can't feed it to us first. You motherfuckers, and some of you same niggas gonna be eating the shit out that goddamn clone meat and talking shit about nigga. Fuck that nigga. The clone meat is delicious, nigga. They put the garlic in the cow as a baby, nigga. You ain't even gotta season it. It just already grow up garlicky and delicious, niggas. They don't give a fuck about us. You know the clone meat gonna be cheap as shit. Nigga, fuck that. I went to McDonald's and got the McClone combo for 19 cents, nigga. Had 11 big ass Big Macs in it. It was wonderful. That's all right. That's all right. Go ahead. Go ahead. No, go ahead. Feed your baby the retarded ass clone cow meat and see what the fuck happened. You gonna be wondering why your daughter's 4 years old, weighs 611 pounds, got a little horn coming out of her motherfucking braids, and the bitch can't do her alphabet correctly. Just A, B, C, D, Did you feed that bitch the retarded ass cow meat? These motherfuckers don't give a fuck. That's why you gonna have to be in tune with your star fucking player. These motherfuckers put so much bullshit on the news. If you watch the news, you would think steroids is the drug problem in America. I've been all across this great country buying drugs and shit. I have never ran into a steroid salesman. Have one of you niggas ever ran into one just, oh, you know I got them fire nemroids, nigga. I got them fire nemroids. Nigga, if you got hemorrhoids, you shouldn't be selling weed right now to you. Fuck, they fuck up steroids. Steroids are supposed to be the perfect goddamn drug. Now they got Roger Clemens all on TV talking about he ain't on steroids. He can say he ain't on steroids, but what he can't do is not look big as fuck on TV while he's saying it. That motherfucker's huge.
Senator, I was never on steroids. Senator, I was never on steroids. It just got bigger and stronger the older I got.
What you get for talking so goddamn much. That's why Barry Bonds is still a goddamn G. Cause Barry ain't say shit. They couldn't stand that motherfucker. Every time they asked him another question, he just hit another home run. They was mad as shit. Just, Barry, are you on steroids? No comment. They was mad as shit at that motherfucker. I don't know how they fucked up steroids. Steroids supposed to be the perfect goddamn drug. Do you know how excited a nigga my size was to hear about a human growth hormone, nigga? I thought Jesus had answered this prayer individually. I was glued to the TV. Thank you, Jesus, for finally coming through. I appreciate that. I knew you weren't gonna let me look like a seventh grader the rest of my life. I really did know. Fuck what y'all talking about. I was gonna be the first nigga on steroids. I'm gonna have to be the biggest nigga in comedy one way or the goddamn other. At 5'5", 1,246 pounds of comedy. And I'm coming out in the fur coat and biker shorts so you niggas can't act like I ain't big as shit. I was all motherfucking excited about steroids. I was like, well, what's the side effect? They was like, it make your dick litter. Make your dick little? Ain't no motherfucking side effect. That's from Satan. What the fuck are you talking about? A side effect. It make you big and make your dick little? Ain't that... I was trying to get the muscles to get some more pussy. I wasn't trying to trick a bitch. That's just wrong.
Come on in here, bitch. I'm huge. You see I'm huge? Come on.
Nothing. I apologize. But fuck me anyway, but feel my arms. You feel how big my arms are, don't you? Do you feel that?